Well, you may not have heard, but this week, Penn State basically had all of their sanctions that were put in place in the aftermath of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal taken away. And joining us right now from FightOnState.com, editor Mark Brennan joins us. And Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Tell me about what happened here, because I can honestly say I've read a few things, but I didn't even know that the NCAA was reviewing this and that it was even possible to reinstate Penn State.
Well, this began last year where George Mitchell, the integrity monitor, former senator, who was appointed to Penn State by the NCAA, gave his first report, and they began to dial back some of the sanctions last year. Mitchell was citing the fact that Penn State had made all these strides toward meeting all the recommendations in their free report. And at the time last year, Mitchell said if this continues, he could see even further reductions of the sanctions. And I think what you saw this week was the fact that, you know, he came out and said basically they've met everything that the free report had asked for. The progress has been substantial, and his recommendation was that they repeal the majority of the sanctions. There are still a couple in place. Obviously, the $60 million fine isn't going anywhere. That's going to be spent to help child protection services here in Pennsylvania. And obviously, there's still the matter of wins and that sort of thing. But with respect to the team now, obviously, you know, the scholarships and the bowl games were the most important things for the kids on the team and the coaches who really weren't involved with anything that had gone down earlier.
So can Penn State go to a bowl game this year?
Yeah, Penn State can go to a bowl game this year. And for starting with the class that signs in February, they'll be able to sign a full complement of 25 players. Now, they had been able to do that because of the reductions last year, but they were also boosted up now to a full complement of 85 scholarships for the entire roster. And that's going to allow them to sign some more guys this year. So, again, in effect, the stuff that is impacting the team now has all been removed.
So this year's team can go to a bowl game,
yep.
And they have essentially a full complement of scholarship players on the roster right now?
No, they don't. That's the, you know, I guess I should have been more clear about that. They will be able to have next year. Yeah, they will be able to have them next year. Right now, they're still at a 75 limit, and yeah, clearly with injuries and that sort of thing, and players leaving and that type of thing, they're well below 75 right now. So when you talk about the average program, the normal program has 85, they're operating with 71 or 72. So still obviously feeling the impact of those sanctions.
So minus the fine and the wins and maybe some more oversight on the program.
Right.
This is back to normal officially for the start of the 2015 campaign.
Yeah, I mean, normal, you know, I don't know that things will ever be normal here. You know, I get what you're saying.
Right.
But, you know, I think that as normal as could possibly be, given everything that's gone down here, sure.
Yeah, but what's amazing to me, and editor of FightOnState.com, Mark Brennan, is with us. And Mark, so this all broke, and it feels like in some ways an eternity ago. I'm not sure why, but this is 2012 we're talking about when the sky fell down on State College, Pennsylvania. So it's really only 3 years in the wilderness. Now, if you really care a lot about the history books and the wins and how the program is viewed and the legacy of Joe Paterno, you're right. That is gone and will never be the same again to some degree, although I'm sure a lot of faithful around Pennsylvania, they had those 111 victories, and Joe Paterno is still a god in that area to some, maybe. I'm not going to paint with too broad of a brush. But it's only really 2012, 2013, and 2014 of true punishments. Really only 12 and 13.
Yeah, well, it actually, everything broke in 2011.
Late 11,
2011.
Okay.
I mean, and then, you know, clearly, I mean, it is almost unbelievable to think everything that has gone down in less than 3 years. But, you know, the other thing that you know, I think it's important to recognize is that the key figure in all of this, Jerry Sandusky, is going to rot in prison for the rest
right.
of his life. And school officials are still waiting for their trials to happen. So legally, you know, I know that I get that people may think, listen, you know, they should have pulled the plug on the program. They should have done this. They should have done that. Legally, you know, that process has taken care of itself. And, you know, so from that perspective, the Sandusky thing was settled. You know, he's going to be in prison, and the school officials still are awaiting trial. But in terms of, you know, the program, I guess the argument would be that, you know, these guys really had nothing to do with any of it, and the program made the required steps that it needed to make. And, you know, when you talk about meeting these 119 recommendations of the free report, there's something to be said for that. You know, Penn State now, you know, I would imagine has become sort of a model school in terms of this sort of thing never happening again. And I think you're going to see other schools kind of base their protocols based on what Penn State's doing now.
Let me ask you this. If Bill O'Brien knew this was coming, would he still be the head coach at Penn State?
No, I don't think so. I think he wanted to get out to the NFL. Listen, I think everybody had an inkling that there was going to be further reductions of the scholarships, and that included Bill O'Brien, based off of what happened last year. Now, did people realize the slate was going to sort of be wiped clean here? No, I don't think anybody was really expecting that. But I think his heart was in the NFL. I think he wanted to get back to that level, and I don't think he would have still been there.
Interesting. Mark Brennan is with us, the editor for FightOnState.com. And to me, Mark, I've been saying this for a long time. I have my issues with collegiate athletics. Basically, things like this happen because the wrong person is put up on a pedestal. It's very simple that, you know, whatever one man says goes on a campus like State College. When it came to the hierarchy and the power of one man in Joe Paterno, and that's not going to change in collegiate athletics anytime soon. But, and you said things, it's kind of the model program right now, which I do believe, but has football and maybe athletics at Penn State been put back in its proper place on the spectrum at this point?
You know, I guess I would argue, when was it out of its proper place? Listen, you had a handful of administrators who have not even been convicted of anything yet. So my point is, Penn State was always graduating people at an extremely high rate. Penn State was always, you know, was one of the first northern schools to integrate its athletic departments, was always a leader in women's athletics. So, you know, in terms of this argument that are things back where they needed to be, I think the important part is that all these steps have been made to ensure to the best that they can and nothing like that ever happens again. And, you know, are things back where they need to be? I don't know. I'm not sure that they were ever away from where they needed to be overall, outside of a few people. And those people are all gone now.
Mm. One last thing, Mark. The family of Joe Paterno, what's their presence on campus right now?
I don't know that they really have a presence on campus per se. I mean, they're still visible in the community here, you know, in the State College community. Jay Paterno obviously has a book out, Joe's Son, that he's been out promoting and doing that sort of thing. But they're not kind of as highly visible maybe as they once were. But they're still clearly here. And, you know, I would say that in this community, you know, people still, you know, I think a large number of people still have a big place in their heart for that family.
Fascinating stuff. The editor for FightOnState.com, Mark Brennan. Mark, I really do appreciate it, and let's catch up soon.
Yeah, if you ever need me again, give me a holler. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Good stuff. We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.